Earlier today, I spoke with Steve Swayze, Vice President of Corporate Communications for Netflix. I asked him to respond to complaints from angry customers who complain that they're getting a price hike with no improvement in service.
Well, it is an improvement in the Netflix service. Netflix, for years and years and years, has been an extremely good value, as well as great convenience and selection. Netflix is still a terrific value. If you look at it, Netflix split the plans. We have now a DVD-only plan, which is an all-time low of $7.99 a month, and a streaming-only plan, which continues to be $7.99, that was launched in the U.S. in November last year. What we did was we changed a combined plan that was $9.99 for unlimited streaming and unlimited DVDs, and we split them into two plans at $7.99 each. So that is the change. We still, of course, provide unlimited streaming and unlimited DVDs on all of these. If you want both, then you'll get both of those plans at $7.99 each, which is $15.98 a month. And that is still a terrific value for unlimited streaming and unlimited DVDs by mail.
Why do you think all the angry outrage? Literally thousands of people on Facebook with very negative comments.
There is a lot of response on Facebook and then through the Netflix blog and to Netflix executives, myself included, getting a lot of calls. Some people don't like change, and some people are concerned about what they perceive as a price increase. What we're trying to convey is that this is an improvement in the Netflix service so that we can continue to provide DVDs in the way that we've been providing them for years and years and years, and grow the streaming side of the service. Netflix started streaming in 2004 with fewer than 2,000 titles, and now we have tens of thousands of titles for you to watch instantly on more than 450 devices, all the game consoles and your iPad and internet-connected TVs and many others. We wanted to be able to continue to grow the service and to continue to provide a lot of emphasis on DVD for those Americans who watch on DVD. Now, as a reminder, as Netflix expands throughout the world, we're already in Canada. We'll be launching in Latin America later this year and ultimately to other countries around the world. It will be streaming only. So the emphasis for streaming for Netflix as a global company is a streaming service. But in the U.S., our legacy is in DVD, and we want to continue to provide the great DVD service. So we're putting more wood behind the arrow on that. And, of course, that's going to cost a little more for those who want both DVD and streaming in the United States.
Although there are some who are saying the era of DVDs is coming to an end. And yet, how much pressure really is coming to you from, say, the movie studios? I know there were over a couple hundred films that were simply put aside because of a contract problem with Sony, and a lot of money is contingent upon deals with the studios.
The reference to Sony just now is actually a contract issue between Sony and Starz. And Netflix is not a part of that, and we hope that those two valued partners does resolve that soon. That issue is about we have movies that we license from Starz, and Starz is made up of Sony and Disney titles, and Sony and Starz are in a contract issue, and so Netflix is not able to have the Sony movies from the Starz service at this point, but we hope they resolve that soon. The issue is less about studios, because the studios are very happy with Netflix, because Netflix is writing big checks.
Well, that's what I meant, though. The cost coming up because of deals you have with Miramax and Lionsgate, a reason for the price hike? I mean, I know you said publicly this is only $6 a month, therefore it's like buying a latte, but in many people's minds, 60% is a big hike.
Well, you know, first I want to say that the latte comment was a bit insensitive and silly on my part. I was just trying to illustrate the difference between $6 a month for unlimited streaming and DVD compared with what else you can get for $6 in a month. It's still a terrific value, $15.98 a month for both unlimited streaming and unlimited DVDs. And I was trying to illustrate that what else you can get for $6 a month. And of course, that did upset and disappoint a number of people who don't buy lattes, and I understand that. It was a silly thing for me to say. But the point is, we continue to improve Netflix service. Netflix is now streaming instantly on more than 450 devices with tens of thousands of titles and add more all the time. Just yesterday, Netflix announced a renewed deal with Universal for TV shows that network provides. And we continue to add content. We have more than 47% of the box office from 2010, the movies that appeared in the box office. We have 47% of those at Netflix to watch instantly, and other services have less. So Netflix continues to add great content, continues to add more and more titles and more devices to watch them on instantly. But at the same time, we want to be able to provide the same ongoing DVD service to those who want DVD. folks like my parents who don't want to watch instantly. They don't want to have device. They just want to get the DVD in the mail. Netflix wants to continue to improve that service, and so that is coming at a little additional cost.
Well, Wall Street says it looks good, and there's been some positive feedback from analysts, but one analyst said it's tarnished your image, and I wonder to what extent you believe that's the case, or, for example, you're going to be losing a great number of subscribers.
Well, Netflix is not surprised by the response. Netflix does nothing without testing it, without researching it, without analyzing it. So we did anticipate a certain number of members who would be disappointed and would leave the service. We're not saying what that number is yet. We will disclose that in our earnings call later. But we did expect some people to be disappointed and to leave the service. And, of course, we will welcome them back. The beauty of Netflix is it's cancel anytime. It's an open subscription. It's not a two-year contract or anything. You can join or you can cancel anytime. And we hope the folks that decide not to continue with Netflix because of the price change find that it's still a great value at $15.98 if they want both DVDs and streaming. Then they can come back anytime.